In the lunchtime edition, the Attorney General rejects opposition claims of a disconnect between the government and the police service and accuses the opposition leader of trying to politicize police matters. Political scientist Dr. George Bell argues that Ralph Thorne has consolidated his position as head of the DLP and explains why he thinks the president and general secretary should resign. Government launches a new mental health hotline, and at the CARICOM cricket conference in Trinidad, Barbados's Prime Minister Morty recommends a radical overhaul of West Indies cricket, and the Trinidad Prime Minister agrees. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Latest coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen where we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at ICBL.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, you're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening, we know the way you feel. CIBC, ambitions made real.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, has rejected opposition claims of a disconnect between the government and the police service and accuses the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, of trying to politicize police matters. Mr. Marshall, who has responsibility for the Barbados Police Service, was responding to comments made during yesterday's opposition news conference, where Mr. Thorne alleged that, in his words, the government had lost the police service and that the police had lost the support of parts of the community.
Government has lost, it seems, the police force. It seems that way to me. That's a dangerous statement, but I'm saying it seems to me that government has lost the police force. And it's, I know that the police force has to a large extent lost the support of several young people in this country.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in response, the Attorney General accuses Mr. Thorne of playing politics with policing.
The Barbados Police Service must not become a political plaything of any political party. Unfortunately, it is one of the standard plays in the Democratic Labour Party playbook that they seek to polarize the police force. So it doesn't surprise me that the leader of the opposition quickly rushes to that exact play. The DLP did exactly that when they were last in government to the clear detriment of the service. It was so bad that the recommendations of the Commissioner of Police for officers for promotion were ignored, and they asked the Deputy Commissioner to make recommendations, and the Deputy's recommendations were accepted. Ralph knows this very well, since he represented all of those disadvantaged police officers in their lawsuit against the government in their fight for justice. A case that I settled with him.
Mr. Marshall insists that the government has been doing a lot for the police service, while again stressing that he believes police affairs should not be politicized.
No administration has done as much for the police service of Barbados as the Barbados Labour Party, and we will continue to do so. The Barbados Police Service belongs to the people of Barbados. Their duty and loyalty is owed to the people, not to any attorney general or political movement, and that is how it must remain.
The Attorney General Dale Marshall in the lunchtime edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition comes to you at this time with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at ICBL.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell believes that the opposition leader Ralph Thorne has officially asserted himself as the leader of the Democratic Labour Party. Dr. Bell says the shift in responsibility from Dr. Ronnie Yerwood's shadow cabinet to Mr. Thorne and the opposition senators is strategic.
So I think it was a strategic press conference in terms of outlaying where the political focus now would be. It was a strategic press conference in placing the leadership of Mr. Thorne firmly at the head of the party, notwithstanding the constitution, because he did it with the constitution behind him, and de facto, by removing this concept of a parliamentary caucus that had been introduced by Dr. Rodney, which had no standing within the constitution, but which would have frustrated the initiative and independence of the political leader of the party.
And he believes there should be an election within the party if there is further opposition to Mr. Thorne taking political control.
One way of settling the divide within the party is to defeat the leadership of the opposing side. And up to this point, this is the closest thing to an absolute defeat of Dr. Yarwood and Mr. Blackett. And therefore, a good person in the Democratic Labour Party should say, we now have a leader. And if that is the leader, then that leader now unites the party. It doesn't mean that the factions don't remain there, but this person has shown that he can command everybody, because General Secretary is saying that he should be expelled from the party. He has taken everything away from him. So it's all that's left ready for Dr. Yarwood and Mr. Blackett. If they feel dissatisfied with what has been asserted by Mr. Thorne, it's for them to resign and let us have a new election in any party.
When contacted, the General Secretary, Steve Blackett, said he had no comment and we were unable to reach the President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Barbados's Prime Minister Mayor Amar Maltby wants an overhaul of West Indies cricket. Ms. Maltby made the comments during a panel discussion today on day two of the CARICOM Cricket Conference underway in Trinidad and Tobago. Ms. Maltby urges the cricket administrators and government officials taking part in the conference to ensure action is taken on the suggestions made. She believes West Indies cricket needs a new governance structure.
The problem is that it has been strangled by a governance structure that was settled, I believe, in the 1930s, that has it WISCA, West Indies Sea Island Cotton Association, as a non-governmental association that has no capacity to gain profit. So nobody comes to work any day to make the product a viable product. Similarly, until West Indies cricket can separate itself between a commercial arm and a strong development arm, we're going to continue to have conflict and territorial fights and island rivalry and all of the things that run counter to us putting our energies into one pool.
Meantime, conference host Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley supported the call for radical change in West Indies cricket.
We need to have that structure in place, and there are too many excuses to preserve the failing status quo. And you've been inviting CARICOM and the governments to do this and to do that. The one thing the governments can do, in fact, there are two things the government can do. One is to use the legislative arm of government to legislate a structure, which we all have to agree upon, cooperate and agree upon that. That is where the governance change can come. And secondly, it appears as though the bulk of the structures, the infrastructure in the region for the game are under state control. And that gives the government and the state input some presence at the table. And I intend to report back to CARICOM what has happened here, what we have done.
Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has officially launched its new 24-hour mental health hotline, Lifeline Barbados. This has been established to deal with an increase in the number of people experiencing mental challenges and seeking out mental health services. Our top stories. The Attorney General Dale Marshall rejects opposition claims of a disconnect between the government and the police service and accuses the opposition leader of trying to politicize police matters. Political scientist Dr. George Bell argues that Ralph Thorne has consolidated his position as head of the DLP and explains why he thinks the president and general secretary should resign if they disagree with what's going on. Now, the CARICOM cricket conference underway in Trinidad, Barbados' Prime Minister Morty recommends a radical overhaul of West Indies cricket, and the Trinidad Prime Minister agrees. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.